to talk sports.
Okay, Washington, Spokane, Oregon, Portland.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Am I wrong, or is he already 0 for 2 on the Capitals?
Am I
wrong, or is he already?
Oh yeah, Oregon.
Two on
Oregon,
the Capitals?
Oregon is Salem.
You already missed it. You don't get to go back.
On 1340 WKGN.
Oregon is Salem.
No, because we just told you the
Washington.
Answer.
No, you didn't. I'm not letting you get in my head.
Hour number 3. Kicking off here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Go ahead, Cody.
Thank you, John.
Welcome, Cody.
Drew Brees is facing a lawsuit. You know what it's over?
The lightning?
The fake lightning video.
Oh, no. Who's suing him?
He
for what?
Is
lightning
facing...
survivors.
Really?
I think. Is that where this is going? I saw they were angry.
It's an environmentalist, I think.
Okay.
So it's, let's see here.
I did see something about lightning survivors like complaining about it.
Yeah, an environmentalist from Venezuela. You know, my stepbrother got struck by lightning.
Oh. Really? Is that true?
No, but his house, it did get struck by lightning, and he was in the kitchen, and it hit in the kitchen. So he was pretty damn close to it. Like, he almost got, like.
Does that count?
He was in the next room.
I mean, I mean.
Like, it struck fire to his house.
Did he feel anything?
It did what? His house caught on fire?
Well, that little part it hit, I think. There was a little fire and he had to put out. It was a whole thing.
Okay.
That there was insurance
right.
money and, like, right. lightning struck his house.
Did he not have a rod? Do people still put rods above their house? I don't know if people still do that. I feel like, nah, I guess not. I feel like we used to have lightning. I feel like some people, we had lightning rods, I'm pretty sure, growing up.
I don't know.
Or I guess we're supposed to absorb the lightning in case it struck.
Yeah, it sends it down into the ground, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
grounds
yeah.
it.
I feel like we had those right on our house. I feel like we didn't.
I mean, skyscrapers still all have them.
Would it be on our house?
I don't know.
It reminds
the
me
edge of the
of
house, maybe it runs down the side of the house, the ground.
Yeah,
like
pretty
I
much,
know.
Yeah.
I have something in my mind that I'm saying. So your stepbrother, his house got struck by lightning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's suing him?
I think it ruined his truck, too.
I used to be terrified of getting struck by lightning.
It's a low chance.
Yeah, I don't really care.
I used to taunt the lightning.
Yeah.
I had a friend.
Hell yeah.
I used to
come
play,
and get me.
I had a friend I used to play golf with, and we went out golfing in a thunderstorm one time.
Hell yeah, that's badass, man.
And I was like, I'll meet you on hole 3.
Yeah.
I was just waving my 6-iron
come
around.
Come get me.
Come get me, lightning.
I'm Benjamin Franklin.
I was standing up on the green with
hell
my
yeah.
golf club in the air.
That's what I like to hear.
Those are made out of metal, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I always thought I was pretty safe because everybody's always like, yeah, it hits the tallest thing in the area. And I was like, oh, that's never me. I'm good.
If it is made of metal but has rubber handles, would you be okay?
How
does that work?
That would be your best bet, honestly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, it's
so
going to absorb.
Phony. So you're just holding
some
the rubber handle?
It could absorb
electricity.
The electricity a little bit, but also, like, you're still going to get the heat of the lightning, so you're still going to get pretty messed
up. Also wondered,
I'm not a scientist. I don't know how this works.
Also, if you're wearing, like, good rubber shoes.
I've always wondered about
I mean,
those
it helps.
Good boots.
Like, it's less, especially if it hits, like, somewhere near you, you're probably not going to really get, like, side effects.
Well, you're safe
anything.
In a car, right? Because if it strikes
extent,
the car.
Because yes, the rubber tires kind of grounded and everything like that.
Well, and also asphalt's not
but if
a
you're,
conductor.
Like, touching the metal of the car while it hits the car, you're still probably going to get a shock there.
I used to remember learning about conductors. And what was a conductor and what was not. But I forgot. It's mostly just metal that is.
Metal's
right?
the main thing. Water obviously
yeah.
is a really good one as well.
I've always, you know, an irrational fear I've always had is like, you know, the stories about people who die in lakes because they get electrocuted? Like you go to the lake and somebody leaves it. The water has a charge in it. There's a current
oh,
in the water because
yeah.
like
oh yeah,
that's how
yeah.
a lot of those drownings happen. Like boats, like some yep. somebody will leave something
that is kind of terrifying.
In,
actually,
yeah.
that's I think that happens a lot more often too than people realize. That's spoiler alert if you have not seen Ozark. Spoiler alert if you have not seen Ozark. But that happens in Ozark. And like what is that the first season or second
that's
season?
That's not what happens in Ozark, is it? He gets electrocuted getting off the dock, not getting in the water. Didn't you say getting in the water?
Well, I didn't mean it exactly, but okay. it made me think of that. Yeah. Like,
yeah, there's something on the deck whenever he gets on the deck.
But
whatever.
But she wired it to where it would electrocute him, basically. Yeah. Ruth. Do you like Ruth?
Mm-hmm. Character? Yeah, she was what Jesse Pinkman tried to be.
Yeah.
Or should have been, maybe.
You're gonna have to kill me!
And kill her they did.
Oh, spoiler alert!
I said spoiler alert.
About the boat! Many people watched the first season and didn't watch the ending. Whoa!
That's why I said spoiler alert twice.
But about everyone could... That scene in the first season, like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, I feel like if anybody didn't want it spoiled, they would have tuned out for at least a minute, right?
I hope so.
I gave a spoiler.
The second spoiler was a big spoiler compared to the first one. The first one doesn't.
I gave spoilers.
You're gonna have to kill me, Marty. Marty.
You sound a lot like her. Well, the an environmentalist from Venezuela.
Shout out to Ruth.
Is the one suing Drew Brees. He saw the fake ad and decided he would stand up and fight for the Lightning. He claimed the video was a misinformation campaign.
Yep.
And it portrayed the Lightning in a negative light.
Oh, wow. So he's trying to defend Lightning. Like
Eric Quiroga, yep, he said because it's misinformation. It demonstrates disinformation campaign about one of the most extraordinary meteorological phenomena on the planet. Turned into advertising merchandise without any scruples. So anyway, some environmentalist is suing Drew Brees.
Okay.
Hopefully I didn't ruin the show for anybody. I think that's...
I'm going to think you did. Although surely they've watched it by now.
Yeah, I mean, if you hadn't watched it by now, it's kind of on you.
At least that's what we're going to tell ourselves.
I gave a spoiler alert. The University of Virginia has granted posthumous degrees to the players who were killed. So they got to graduate.
Cool, I guess.
That yeah. Now
that's kind of look at me, Louie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that really
I mean,
makes
what's
their parents
what's
feel
the,
good?
What's the point?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe if it. You know, maybe I take that back.
For the parents.
If the parents, maybe there's some, you know, maybe first generation college graduates, maybe it's something that they really worked hard for, who knows? Maybe it did. Maybe having that diploma on the wall and actually getting to graduate, maybe that does mean something. I take that back because that's true. Everyone grieves differently, I know, but that'd be maybe nice for them to have on the wall and know that those people those guys had accomplished it or were on pace to accomplish it or whatever, so
yeah. A lot of people choose not to walk anyway.
Yeah. I didn't.
For your four-year degree?
I don't have an advanced degree, and my four-year degree took a little bit longer than 4 years.
You don't
years.
Have a two-year degree?
I mean, I guess I do. I mean, yeah, I do. I mean,
you have an associate's?
I mean, I guess everyone gets an associate's that has a bachelor, right?
No. It's a whole different thing.
Oh, I don't know if I have a two-year degree then.
Oh, nice. I got more degrees than you.
I don't know if you could brag about that one.
Shows I'm smarter.
I don't think it does.
I don't know. I got a business degree.
That's pretty good.
Do I seem like a guy that would have a business degree?
You have a business degree?
You
or
have a lot of ideas.
It's a real degree. It's an associate's degree.
I don't
but
think
it's,
it counts.
It's a degree.
I don't think it counts. As
meaning, I will say, getting a business degree at a community college... Much easier. If I can do it, much easier than a four-year bachelor's business degree.
I was going to say, I don't know if that counts.
Because I tried to major in business at UT my first semester, and I failed. I had to switch majors in a hurry.
Any other headlines?
Yeah, there's some more things going on. It's only 2:10.
I didn't know if you had any more. Seems like you're really slowing down.
Now well, I do. I'm just trying
degrees.
To find them.
Trying to claim multiple degrees.
Here's one for you. CVS is being CVS.
I was gonna say it's
not
two,
BS.
Okay.
V as in venereal. CVS is.
Oh man.
What?
Poor Bradley. Currently watching Ozark. Cody 100% just spoiled the show. I'm sorry, Bradley. I'm sorry.
I gave a spoiler alert, and I said it twice. I mean, I am sorry because I feel bad about that, but I think you got to tune out. Right? I mean, because we talk about things sometimes.
That show came out a year ago.
That's a pretty good while.
No, it's not like a classic. It's one thing when we talk about The Sopranos. That show's been out for 20 years. That show started in 99. It's been off the air for 15 years. That's a little bit different.
I said spoiler alert.
Jon Snow,
twice.
Game of Thrones.
Was not different.
I would say that's even different because that was a bait and switch they got you with. If he had actually died and stayed dead, I would never have told you that, by the way. I knew he didn't stay dead, so, you know.
Well, I didn't know that. It was still a spoiler.
Well, I know, but no, it wasn't a spoiler.
Yeah, it was a spoiler.
No, he didn't die. He stayed alive.
It doesn't mean it's not a spoiler. It's part of the plot of the show.
But also, Game of Thrones came on a broadcast TV that had, or not broadcast TV, but cable premium TV that had a set time and date. Ozark is just kind of a free-for-all. You find it when you find it. It's on Netflix. It's like it aired on TV that you had a certain time. It just, they get released and you watch them when you watch them.
Yeah, but
and you spoiled
a year ago
the end of the show.
It's been a year.
Yes,
and I gave
that's
a spoiler.
That's points against you.
Listen,
one thing if I talk about
no,
the
it would
Wire
be,
that's been out for 20 years.
Listen, it would
Ozark was not a cultural phenomenon.
It would be one thing if I just said it.
You spoiled it.
If I just came out and said it, I said spoiler alert. Not only
you
once,
were
but
talking
twice.
About
twice.
Season one, and then you went from season one to the end of the show. Your spoiler alerts were about season one and electricity and water.
If I was watching a show and somebody said spoiler alert for that show, I would tune out for at least
not
a minute.
Not if they had told you before they were talking about electricity and water, because you'd be like, oh, I've already seen that part.
Yeah, but
that's season one,
here's
bro.
The thing, though. If the conversation starts trending in that direction, like, I wouldn't want to hear anything. I would shut the show off for probably 5 minutes. So it is unfortunate. I'm sorry, Bradley, because that
are
sucks.
Are you sorry or not? Because it sounds like you're sorry, but you're also blaming Bradley.
I'm sorry
are
that
you
that
sorry
happened.
Or you're not?
I'm
are
sorry
you
that
for
this
you
happened
your
to
big
him.
Mouth and going too far past spoilers.
I'm sorry that this happened.
Cam, do you agree or disagree? He went from the beginning of the show. He was very clearly telegraphing that he was talking about the end of season one. And the next thing you know, he goes to the end of the whole bleeping show.
He did make quite a jump there.
Yeah, but I wouldn't take any chances. If I was watching a show and they started talking about the show, I would not take any chances.
That's fine.
Bradley did not do that. And because of that, Bradley's show got spoiled. And I do feel bad that that happened.
And you don't feel at all responsible.
I gave two spoiler alerts.
And
that was clearly an indicator that we were going to begin talking about Ozark. And who knows what direction that conversation could have gone in, you know? So I'll take a little bit of blame, yes.
The show's been out for 8 months. You gave him 8 months.
I feel like if you really liked the show, you would have seen it, right, by now?
Some people wait till the show is completely finished before they start.
I'm not
some
trying to
wait.
Victim blame Bradley here.
You are.
I'm just saying.
You're saying he asked for it. You're asking what he was wearing. Well, what was he wearing when he was walking down the street? That's essentially what you're doing.
Listen,
if you were really scared of people, would you maybe not wear a little bit more clothes?
If I was him, I would be mad, but I think I would also be kicking myself just a little bit about not turning the radio off.
I think what you did was wrong. You spoiled a show that has only been out for 8 months.
I didn't really mean to do that. I just it was natural flow of the conversation because we were talking about Ozark. And I just said, spoiler alert, Ozark. And who knows what direction the conversation could have gone in.
I know I didn't say it. I didn't spoil anybody's show for them.
And I'll get you a paper crown from Burger King. Congrats. But I'll take a little responsibility, but not the whole responsibility, no.
I think you owe a lot. Think you owe a lot.
What do you think, 50%? Or do you think I'm mostly at fault?
Who else would be at fault? Bradley?
What's
25%
not,
Bradley.
It's not about
no,
who's at
40%
fault.
Bradley, 60% you.
Okay, so you kind of agree with me then.
Well, I'm giving you the majority of the blame.
Okay, I can accept that.
Okay.
But you're saying 40% Bradley. So you're saying you would do what I did.
I would probably.
If there was a show you hadn't heard and they started talking about it,
yeah.
You would turn it off.
Yeah.
Which is what I assume that's
when I listen to podcasts and they start talking about it, I just turn it off. That's the end of the show for me. And maybe I check back in, like, yeah, like you said, a couple minutes later.
I would
live
like,
radio makes it a little bit different than podcasts. There's no fast-forward button since he's listening live. Ironically enough, if he had been waiting for the podcast like some people do, he could have hit fast and gotten through it. But he's listening live because I assume he's a fan of the show, or maybe he's just riding down
the
road.
He was a fan of the show.
Yeah, maybe he's just riding down the road.
Well,
now,
if he's not a fan of the show, then I don't care.
Maybe now he hates us.
Yeah. Yeah, or hates me, and, you know, I get it. And I do want to say I'm sorry, because that is a bad feeling when you're, like,
you
committed to something.
You stood in the corner and cried when you thought you had your precious little Game of Thrones ruined.
I did not cry.
You had your tears
in
your mad.
Eyes. You had I was mad. I was mad, and I think he's mad.
I'm not saying
And he deserves to be, and I'm sorry. I guess just I would say, you know, lesson learned maybe to next time to turn the channel.
I'm not saying it was even sad tears.
But I feel bad.
There were angry tears that coming out of your eyes. You were crying.
I feel bad. I do, now that I know I actually spoiled it for somebody.
Headlines are brought to you by Julia Hurley with Realty Executives. Not the spoilers. She does not co-sign on the spoilers. Julia Hurley is a sports relocation expert and ranked in the top 1.5% in the nation. Located in Knoxville, serving our Vol fans, athletes, and employees, Julia Hurley is our top pick. Portugal just scored a goal. I missed it as I was doing this read. I've been watching this game, and they scored the moment I look away. Julia Hurley, you can call her today at 865-237-7328. That's 865-237-7328. Julia Hurley with Realty Executives. Tuesday trivia coming up after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, Tuesday trivia. I guess I should have made sure you had questions. I assumed you did.
Yeah, I'm good.
You know, this Swiss defense has really got a lot of holes in it.
Good one, man.
I think they'd be – they need some offense. What they need is a guy who can do it all. It's got a lot of different tools that kind of – he's got several different things, but all in one package, you know, but it's –
kind not of, really good at anything.
Kind of an army knife.
not really good at anything. Average at everything else.
Get a little screwdriver.
Yeah. Not
toothpick. Those were really average knives and everything else.
They were so bad at like, they did nothing good.
I mean,
you'd be better off having just a regular pocket knife.
Yeah. Yeah. You can use that as a screwdriver if you know what you're doing.
Yeah. You can cut things like the scissors. You can just take a knife and cut it. Why do you need scissors? It's a knife.
Those little scissors. Yeah, little scissor tips.
Why do you need those? If you have a knife, just cut it.
Yeah. The can opener is useful. The little toothpick.
I liked messing with the screw thing. I did like messing with the screw thing on mine.
Some of them had like the fingernail file.
Yeah. I liked opening up the Swiss Army knife to have the corkscrew out, pretend like I was going to punch somebody with it.
Oh yeah. I would hold it like that too.
I did too. I did too. I think everybody did that.
I want to punch somebody
in the
cheek
with it. So nice. It just fits so nice.
Because that pulled out right to the middle and you had, yeah.
And then corkscrew their face off. Just,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's cool. All right. What are our trivia topics?
All right. You ready, Cody?
Yep.
So you're really into this game.
Ready to go. Let me guess. Generals.
General.
But general. Not generals.
No, just general.
Tricky.
General.
We got country capitals.
Oh, damn it.
Country capitals?
Yep.
Okay.
We got come through clutch last week at trivia on a country capital question that nobody on my team knew, and I nailed it, and I felt good about that.
Ooh,
hopefully,
okay.
Hopefully you have
hopefully
it on
that's
here.
On there, too, yeah.
Come on.
Landmarks?
Oh, God. This is not shaping up well for your boy.
United States?
Worldwide. We got some college football statistics from the season. And then we got some slogans.
Congratulations on your early victory here, Cody.
This does seem in my favor, but
I feel like I'm in trouble here.
I'm bound to have trouble too, don't worry.
I'll take general for three.
General for three. All right. In 1927... This man became the first person to fly solo and nonstop across the Atlantic.
to this man.
God.
Oh, dang it. I can now think of who it is, but I don't know the name. Or at least I think I can think of the story.
Can I steal?
Yeah, you can just have this question if you want that, and then I'll go next. If you want to go first, I'll give you that chance for 3 points.
Is that permitted?
Cam will allow it if you want to go for it.
Yeah, I'm good.
The guy in the movie that Jackie Chan was playing, Around the World in 80 Days. I don't have a guess.
You don't have a guess?
I was going to guess Amelia Earhart, but I know that's the first woman. God isn't getting credit. The Red Baron is my guess.
Red Baron would be incorrect.
Charles Lindbergh.
It is Charles Lindbergh.
Shame you didn't take those 3 points.
Should have taken the question.
Well, then you would have gotten another question.
Yeah.
All right. Give me country capitals for three.
Country capitals for three. All right. Copenhagen.
Denmark.
Denmark is correct.
All right, so we're getting the capital and then we get the country. Slogans for three.
Slogans for three. All right. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's blank.
God. This would be tragic if I start off 0-2. I'm going with MasterCard.
MasterCard is correct.
Everything else, there's MasterCard. Yeah, that sounds right.
Well, it is.
All right, give me country capitals for four.
Country capitals for four. Nairobi.
Ooh, damn it. Ooh.
Come on, baby.
Oh, that's on the tip of my tongue. Nairobi.
Whenever he wears this red sweater, he looks like one of those polar bears from the Coke commercial.
Can you stop? Let me think. I don't do this to you. Oh, Cam.
The dead air so you can keep
Cam, I know it. I know that I know it, do I?
We will need an answer.
This could be a big mess. Do. The door could be back open. We need an answer. We played a whole minute of soccer over here.
Yeah.
Is it Nigeria?
Nigeria is close, but not it.
Is it Algeria?
No, you're getting farther away.
Okay.
It is Kenya.
Nairobi, Kenya. Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
Give me landmarks for three.
Landmarks for three. All right. Stonehenge is located in what country?
My own.
This is one of those that's going to sound so stupid when I get it wrong, too. God. I'm between two, and I don't think either one's right, so they're both going to be. I'm just trying to pick which one's going to be less embarrassing. Peru.
Peru?
Are you kidding me?
I don't
know. Are you joking right now?
I shouldn't have done that.
Peru is incorrect.
I don't know where any. It's not Mexico.
Okay. Are you thinking of Machu Picchu?
Yeah, I was. That's where I was. Oh, whenever he was asking the question, I was thinking Machu Picchu, but I don't.
I thought for sure you had this one.
No. Oh, boy. I don't know. I picked Landmark. I don't know anything.
It is located in England.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
But it's
to the west of London. I'm not sure the exact distance.
Oh, I definitely didn't think it was in England.
Yeah, keeping me in it.
I was thinking maybe Ireland, but I was not thinking England.
So it's 3-3, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is number six. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll go college football stats for 3.
I don't think he's going to get this.
Probably not.
College football stats
probably
for 3.
All right. I don't think I was going to get it, which is why I went with landmarks. I don't know anything about landmarks, as you can see.
This quarterback led the SEC in passing touchdowns.
I wish I could have had your questions.
I asked you to switch.
In passing touchdowns?
Yes.
Unless you got a 1 in 10 chance, basically.
Well, I know the Mississippi State guy had a lot of yards, but I'm going to guess he did not lead in touchdowns. Damn. Is it? Bryce Young?
That's what I was going to guess.
Young would be incorrect.
Damn.
God. Should have stuck with Mississippi State.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was
Will Rogers did end up leading the SEC in passing touchdowns.
Well, darn. All right, so.
Left the door open for me.
3-3 going into round 4.
These are all your topics, and it's 3-3. I'm playing good defense. I'm living a lot of missed opportunities here.
It's just bad luck of the draw.
Give me General for 4.
General for 4. All right. What was the first toy to be advertised on television?
I'll go with Play-Doh.
Play-Doh, not a bad guess. But Play-Doh is not correct.
G.I. Joe.
Is also incorrect.
Okay.
It was Mr. Potato Head. It was the first toy to be advertised on television.
I feel like they should have snuck that in Toy Story somehow.
Yeah, that would have been a nice little nugget.
Yeah.
He act like he's a big celebrity or something.
Damn it.
Okay.
These are tough. Topics ain't for me.
Let me do.
Just want to come to the board here. Can I get a 2-pointer, please? Let me get a country capitals for 2, please.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking, but then you'll just get a 2-pointer. But then I get the last question, so we could just keep going back and forth on that. And I would.
Wow.
But
you would have big, what a big brain. But you, Kool-Aid
you'd have to get a
on the polar bear.
You'd have you'll need a 4-pointer.
Call over here and tell me Merry Christmas.
Hey, quit being so mean to me. So,
I thought that was an own goal there.
Coke was the first company to use Santa in advertising.
Coke was?
Mm-hmm. If you get that in your holiday trivia endeavors out there.
That checks out.
Let me do.
We need you to pick, sir.
I don't think I can get any of these 4-pointers. I mean,
can you please pick one? Oh, you're going to bypass your turn.
Let me try.
You're supposed to get 5 seconds to do
it. Can you stop? Let me try country. Let me try landmarks for 4.
Landmarks for 4.
I'm bullying him out of doing country capitals for 2.
All right. Easter Island and its 900 Easter eggs head statues are off the coast of what country?
Ooh, what a goal. I've been waiting to see some of those in the World Cup. Just some
nice
off the corner
headers,
kicks. Yeah, just headers off the corner kicks. That was dirty. Good night, Switzerland.
They need to Swiss some things up.
That was dirty.
Where Easter Island is. New Zealand.
Ooh.
Not a bad guess.
It's Australia.
But it is not either of those, actually.
Okay, well.
Jerusalem.
It is off the coast of Chile.
Jerusalem. Easter Island's off the coast of Chile.
Yep.
All right, baby.
So it's 3-3 going into 5.
Let's go. Give me slogans.
for four.
Slogans for four. All right. Where families travel better together.
Damn it, I was hoping that was going to be Olive Garden. We're here, your family. Where families travel better together. I mean, that's hard. I don't know if it's going to be like a... I don't think it's going to be an airlines or anything mobile. I'm thinking... is it going to be the Disney Resorts? But I feel like I'd know it if it was a Disney Resort. So I'm thinking, is it just going to be like one of the Priceline's? But I feel like I would know that too. I'm just going to go Priceline. I know that's not right, but I don't...
You were on the right track. It is not Priceline, but it is VRBO.
Oh.
That is their slogan.
I've never seen that. I mean, I've stayed at VRBO. I get emails from them every now and then, but never. Yeah, okay, whatever. Well.
Country capitals for two.
Country capitals for two. Cairo.
Egypt.
Damn it.
Egypt is correct.
All right, so it's round six. I'm up 5-3.
Yep.
Okay.
College football stats for four.
Yep. This is where I knew you'd go. This is chess, buddy.
This.
Real savvy move there.
I'm betting on you not getting it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't go 2-2. I mean, yeah. I have to try to get a four.
Yeah.
This West Coast quarterback led the league in passing this year with 4,354 yards.
Led the what in passing? League or
it's
country?
NCAA in passing.
Okay. Led the country in passing. Okay. West Coast quarterback led the country in passing. Do I even know any West Coast quarterbacks? Oh, give me – come on, baby. I believe in you. Come on. Give me the peen man, Michael Penix Jr.
Michael Penix Jr. is correct.
Yes!
Okay. It is Michael Penix Jr.
That backfired. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So this is round 7. Now I'm down 2. Wait.
Yep.
Nope. This is still round 6, right?
Yes.
So. So.
He was slinging it this year. I didn't realize he was slinging it like that.
Yeah. Say he's going back to school, too.
Okay.
It seems kind of strange to me, but I guess he's not really an NFL prospect, so.
Yeah.
Come on. You're supposed to answer this in 5 seconds. You've been sitting there staring for 15 seconds.
All right, Cam,
the
give me.
The thing about chess is, if you're playing chess, you're supposed to already have your next move picked. You don't stand there.
Give me landmarks for two, Cam.
Landmarks for two. All right. The Christ the Redeemer statue is located in what country?
I know this one. Could have gotten this one, right?
Brazil.
Brazil is correct.
This is Brazil.
So it's 7-7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. At this point, I'm just thinking about what would be the most embarrassing. So if I go for a two-pointer and miss it, which one would I be most embarrassed in? That would probably be college football stats. I don't know if I could get that because
– You could play for the win.
And go for a five. I don't feel good about getting a five in anything. I guess give me general for two. I'll ride with general for two.
All right. In 1989,
oh God.
This wall went down in Germany.
All right. So,
I really hope it's called the Berlin Wall.
Berlin Wall is correct.
Oh, thank God. Now what you going to do?
Looks like college football stats or slogans.
You going to let him play for a tie?
Give me...
Tie goes to me. That's the new rule. Whoever goes first, the tie goes to them.
That's not a rule we're going to put in place right now. We will have an overtime.
Tie goes to B.
Give me...
That could also go to whoever got the highest point total question. Whoever got the highest total question.
That doesn't. That's. I mean, we're not just going to implement a new tiebreaker in the middle of the game.
To reward people that got the harder question.
Give me college football stats for two.
All right. This team led the NCAA with 47.3 points per game.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Tennessee.
See, is correct.
Damn it.
All right. I got a tiebreaker for y'all.
All right. Now, how's this going to work? Is it going to be
I'm going to give you a piece of paper.
Fair.
Which I'll write down a number.
I mean, there's so many things we could do. Whoever got the highest point total, who's the current champion, we go wrestling.
If you
want
to implement
like,
that for next week,
champ,
we
you know,
can.
You have to be pinned.
If you want
also,
to
who took the least amount of time to answer their questions and pick their categories? Because like usually they'll do that like, in like other games. Like,
had I just happened to guess categories,
how fast.
We could just do who answered the most questions right. Because I answered all three of yours. You missed. Well, two of them.
But you don't get credit for that.
Well, you know that's another thing we could do is who answered.
It's just
as viable as any of your.
No, they're not.
Any of the things you're saying.
That's not true at all.
Well, that was gonna do.
I didn't even know where Stonehenge was at.
What can you do?
I was going to give you a tiebreaker question.
I know who led the country in passing.
Yeah.
You guys are going to write down the close. It's going to be the closest who gets the yard total of Dwayne McBride from UAB, who led the league in rushing for the college football season. Just going to write down the number, and you guys see if you get the most yards.
So,
closest to the yard number, basically.
Get closest to his number of rushing yards this season.
Yes.
And he led the NCAA in rushing.
And we're doing Price is Right rules or what?
Well, that's an important distinction. Or just who's closest.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if you go over. That's fine with me. That's fine with me.
Yeah. Well, everybody's okay with that? We're going closest.
Okay.
Let's all write that number down.
What are you
down.
Looking at on your computer there?
General country capitals, landmarks, college football statistics, slogans.
Do you have? Just checking.
Show me yours.
It's the podcast and our topics.
Okay.
I was just checking.
You don't trust me?
Yeah. Clearly.
Cam, can we also point out that one of us is breaking the rules? Our phones are supposed to be face down.
Nothing.
I don't
on
care.
It.
There's
nothing
something on it. Notification.
Uber,
I don't know what
Uber
it says.
Driver.
I don't know what it
Uber
says.
Driver.
I don't know what it
you
says.
You think they're giving me answers?
All I know is we're supposed. The rules clearly state phones face down. You want to check my computer?
It's down. Calm
you
down.
Ever heard the old phrase? If you're pointing your hands at somebody, you better make sure your fingers are or your fingers. You better make sure your hands are clean.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Yeah. Let me think. What would be a good rushing season? I won't let you touch that.
Okay.
I hope this is probably a bad guess. I don't.
All right.
What'd you guess?
I guessed 1886.
So he went 1886.
What'd you guess?
John went 1976. The correct number of rushing yards was.
We'd have seen if he'd hit 2,000. I didn't think about that.
The correct answer, the correct number of rushing yards is 1,713.
Victory! Playing for the tie works.
I should have thought about how we didn't see any 2,000-yard rushers. Whew.
Rats. So
it was a good guess. We were close on our guess.
Yeah.
Hey, what was country capitals for five? Can we get that one as a...
Dakar?
Wait, hold on.
Is that how you say? Is it Qatar?
No. He's saying Dakar.
Dakar.
Dakar is in the parking lot.
That's a good one. When I think of Dakar, that's like a type of cologne, right?
isn't there a cologne called Dakar? My dad used to wear that all the time. And it's a very, he got the same bottle his whole life.
Really?
So I'm thinking.
Oh, you're thinking of D-A-K-K-A-R.
Yeah. I mean, any relation?
There's only one K in this one. It's D-A-K-A-R.
Would it be like, where would cologne be from?
This is it's got to be Middle Eastern. With a name like Dakar, it's got to be like, I mean, it's not India, but I bet it's close.
No, it's not
Dakar. Yeah. Is it Nepal?
It is not Nepal.
It's got to be close to India, right? Dakar.
Yeah, I don't have a guess, really.
Middle East.
I was thinking somewhere of mountains. That's what I was thinking, but no, I don't have a guess.
Probably mountains.
It is Senegal.
Oh. Okay.
So that's Africa, so that's not the Middle East.
But, you know, they're up top-ish.
All right.
So they're kind of close.
You know, I'm proud of my performance after seeing those topics. I can live with that.
Good game, good effort by both teams this week.
I can live with that. I can live with that. Send us a break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Need to blow off some steam? Did you just lose trivia on a tiebreaker? Did you just embarrass yourself by thinking Stonehenge was in Peru? Well, I'm not embarrassed by that. That doesn't embarrass me. And go blow off some steam and throw some axes. If you're a college kid getting ready for finals, which I guess are next week, you get 25% off. Just come show your student ID every Wednesday at Craft Axe Throwing. Students get 25% off. Bring your ID, ditch the homework, and go see our friends at Craft Axe Throwing, located minutes from downtown Knoxville, over on Fifth Avenue. Craft Axe Throwing. We love them. We appreciate them for their support. Plan on getting out there this Saturday, maybe around 2 p.m. if anybody wants to come throw some axes with us. All right, let's play some Pump the Break. Cam, you got a story for us?
Yeah, legendary performer.
I'm into.
Did you really have to say I look like one of the polar bears from the Coca-Cola?
You did whenever I was looking.
Don't tell me somebody died.
World-renowned swallower Scott Nelson. Ooh. Is hospitalized after a sword sliced his abdomen cavity and the lobe of his liver was pierced.
I mean, that has to be the way he goes out, right?
Yeah, it's poetic. But, legendary San Diego sword swallower is in the hospital. I guess he was attempting. Said first responders were called to the scene at Six Flags of America. Following reports of a medical emergency.
Hang on. He's a world-renowned, legendary sword swallower.
Yeah.
And he's performing at Six Flags.
Yeah. I don't know.
Feels like the career's gone downhill.
I don't know.
I mean, how much are you paying to watch a sword swallower?
How much am I paying?
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't know.
So it's probably just an extra benefit at Six Flags.
Yeah.
What kind of sword are we talking about? Is it Arya's sword needle or is it like Jon Snow's sword?
Let's see if they have any pictures in this article.
I'm sure it's pretty long, actually.
They usually do pretty big ones.
You remember the name of his sword? It was Jon Snow's sword.
I just know it was Targaryen steel.
Valyrian steel.
Valyrian steel. Oh, yeah, sorry. Valyrian steel.
Oh, yeah, production company put it on at Six Flags. So this is just part of his tour, part of his gigs.
Yeah, I was going to say, they always, like at Dollywood, you'll have some random shows. People go there and do stuff. I guess Six Flags is pulling people in. Imagine, so he got hurt in the while performing. Imagine being in the audience.
Well, I think they said there was. It says basically
that was.
He almost didn't even know it was because of something else, like another kind of health condition. They even discovered this had happened. Like it was an accident during that show.
Okay, so he's fine.
It says it was not for an accident during the show, but rather for other unrelated health conditions, and they found out that he has all these. He said, 5 swords have scissored my abdomen cavity, and it also appears they have pierced the lobe of my liver. He has a GoFundMe going now to try to, because he is down bad a little bit.
Oh, so I thought he died.
No, he's still alive. But he's got a GoFundMe to help him
while he recovers.
They had to remove part of his lung. What in the world?
Yeah, Oathkeeper was a Stark sword, but it was given to, I guess, Tywin got it from... And had it and gave it to Jamie. Brienne eventually had it, so I don't know where it ended up.
Okay. I remember Brienne saying Oathkeeper.
Yeah.
He says he's the only person James. In the world to swallow a rocket-powered sword.
Too, so I don't know.
Don't know what that means.
Sounds scary.
A rocket-powered sword?
Yeah, I'm...
People are so weird, bro.
Huh.
For what? Swallowing swords?
Yeah, I mean, just what's the benefit of that? Is it that cool to see in person? I mean, I feel like if you see it on TV, it's enough.
I think you're hoping something bad happens if you're
sitting there watching it. I don't think so. I don't think I want to see somebody gut themselves. Like, I don't think I want to see that happen. Especially not a nice day at Six Flags. It's one thing if I go to like a show somewhere late at night, but if I'm just out enjoying the
music,
ride
off a roller coaster.
Yeah, we just rode the Batman ride. Let's go see what the sword swallowers.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that guy's not like gutting himself right there while I'm having a nice family day.
Isn't this funnel cake good? My God, look at the blood.
Just seems kind of crazy to me. No thanks. I got the. Eddie Robinson, Coach of the Year finalist.
Okay. Now give it to me.
Who do you think should be the College Football Coach of the Year?
Off the top of my head?
Off the top of your head.
I'm going to give it Sonny Dykes.
Sonny Dykes?
Yeah, that's. I would go Sonny Dykes.
Sonny Dykes?
For yeah, I mean, he made the college football play. Who saw that coming? Sonny Dykes is the guy that got fired at Cal, right? Because he was not good enough.
Think so.
Wasn't that Sonny Dykes?
I believe so. He ended up at SMU. I don't know if he got fired or left.
When did he even get hired at TCU?
Maybe he actually did just, well, no. When did he left the SMU?
Why is he at TCU?
Because he went to SMU.
To take him to a playoff.
You know who's a big loser in all this? Gary Patterson.
Yeah.
Because he had that really great program for all those years, but he never won anything of significance.
Yep. And now he just sees this guy take his.
Yeah.
End of his roster, basically.
I guess he got fired at Cal. He went 1-11, 5-7, 8-5, 5-7. I don't know if they fired him in 2016 or not, but he left. He was gone one way or the other to SMU the next year.
I mean, there's a lot of guys that have done a good job. I think Harbaugh's done a good job with his team and finally getting over that Ohio State hump.
Sonny Dykes is probably the right answer.
Got to be for what, like, where he's, expectations were.
He's
versus,
up for the award. Mike Elko from Duke.
Okay,
know.
They've
been pretty
decent,
good, though. Yeah,
like,
I mean, they've been pretty good. Willie Fritz from Tulane.
Okay, that's a good one, too.
Mike Elko does not move the needle.
Jim Harbaugh, Michigan, Lincoln Riley, USC, Kirby Smart, Georgia.
Let me guess, our guy didn't make the list.
John Summerall, Troy, and Jeff Traylor, UTSA. I mean, I guess by the end of the year, you probably couldn't give it to him, but, man, like, it's kind of wild to me if you'd have told me, like, halfway through the year that neither Josh Heupel nor Lance Leopold was on the list. Like,
yeah.
Kansas was pretty relevant.
I think you should probably put Leopold on there just so, yeah, the principal.
But they did kind of fall apart towards the end of the year. But.
Would also suck if, like, we were 8-0 and I told you that neither Josh Heupel nor Hendon Hooker would be a finalist for their.
Jeez, I didn't realize Duke
won
8
or
games.
The coach of the year.
Yeah, Duke was good. They beat the hell out of Miami. That's the only game I think I saw was them throwing up and breaking the U or whatever.
They beat Wake Forest in the year. Oh, Kansas got them.
I chose to ignore what you were saying, Cody, because
it's unfortunate.
But imagine before the year if I told you you were disappointed at about 10-2.
Yeah. That means you had a good year. I give it to Sonny Dykes.
I think you have to, almost, just because, yeah.
I think Gary.
Nobody would have thought TCU was making the playoffs.
I think Gary Patterson should get something off of it, too. Sonny Dykes should give him a vig. A couple of points to Gary
should
Patterson.
Invite him to the game, at least.
It was his territory.
Yeah. Let him stand.
No, he left. He went to Texas. He's at Texas.
Is that where he's at now?
Yeah, he's like an analyst or something. Like, yeah. No, he's a traitor. He left. He got fed up with the NIL stuff and, like, went to the enemy.
Well, can you blame him?
Well, yeah, you can blame him for going to Texas. You don't join the enemy.
Well, yeah, he shouldn't have done that. But
it's like Papa John being front and center at Kentucky basketball games now. If I'm Louisville, he's dead to me. Which, if he's Papa John, he's already saying that Louisville's dead to him anyways. But
I'm fascinated by the Louisville-Cincinnati game, the fact that they're on the same sidelines.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really hope something wacky
goes on. We'll see if Louisville, who they hire. I guess they're going to go hard after Jeff Brohm. Try to bring him home. It'd be an upgrade. They can pull it off.
Yeah.
The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.